T-minus 2 days and counting, 2 days before the Spartan men's basketball team strides into Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis to face Duke in the NCAA Final Four. This is Michigan State's fourth time in the Final Four in a decade, and of course they're hoping to carve out their first national title since 2000. Thousands of people are pouring into Indianapolis by car or plane this week. Current State's Kevin Lavery met one MSU student who's making the trip the hard way. He's riding his bike more than 250 miles from East Lansing to Indianapolis. Kevin, what's motivated him to do this?
Well, Mark, his name is Derek Blaylock, and his trip will be fueled by a very special memory. When Derek was growing up in Flushing, Michigan, near Flint, one of his closest friends passed away at age 17. He had had an enlarged heart that went undetected before his death. A foundation was established in his friend's honor, which is raising money to provide free heart screenings for middle and high school athletes. Derek Blaylock will set out this summer on a 6,500-mile bike trip through 23 states as a fundraiser, and I asked Derek to tell me about his best friend.
His name was Tom Smith, and we went to high school together, middle school, and played football and stuff together. Our families were pretty close. So senior year, we were at a basketball game, and it was a rivalry game. He was just going crazy. He was a fun person to be around, and kind of lit up the room when he entered and stuff. So that was a great time. But then Saturday night, I guess he came home and wasn't feeling too good. He told his parents that his heart was racing and just kind of stressed out. So they said, all right, just kind of relax, go take a shower, kind of just breathe in and stuff. And they heard a thump. He fell down, and he never got back up. And he passed away January 29th, 2011.
And your friend Tom had no prior medical condition? It was an enlarged heart?
Yes, sir. Undiagnosed enlarged heart. And that's what the charity actually is for. The money all raised will go help fund heart screenings for middle school and high school students. And since they started, they've caught 17 heart defects in young people, basically.
Well, let's do a little warm-up here. I'm going to have you mount the bike, and we'll take a little trip. How's that sound?
All right, absolutely. Definitely.
Had you been a bike rider before? Have you been on long trips before?
No, I haven't, actually. I've never really done anything like this before. The most I've biked is probably across the MSU campus and stuff. So I've never really done anything like this, but that's another reason I kind of wanted to do it, because it challenges me and gives me something like I've never done before. So it kind of expands my horizons.
How long you've been cooking up this particular trip? What are you thinking about in terms of your own safety and the route?
For the Indy trip?
Right.
Okay. Yeah, honestly, it just started, hit my head and on Sunday after we won it. We were headed to a restaurant with some of my friends, and we knew we were going to Indianapolis, but I knew the distance, and it just kind of popped in my head. I was like, 250 miles, like that's I could bike that. Like, that's a good thing to kind of springboard me into like my summer trip. And yeah, I just felt it was too good of an opportunity to pass up. And I didn't have anything going on the rest of the week. So I told my mom, she was like, all right, go for it. And I was a little worried about telling her, because I didn't know how she would react to that. But I got a ticket on Monday when they released the tickets. And I was one of the lucky few who was able to get a $40 ticket. So I will be at the game on Saturday. And hopefully I can watch Michigan State upset Duke.
Well, before that happens, Derek, you have to actually get there, of course.
That is a very true fact. I do have to get there, and it's a long ride. It's going to be tough, and it's going to be an exciting challenge.
What are you worried about along the way? Potholes or dogs or other critters or cars?
That's funny you bring up the dog. Actually, I was riding the St. John's on Saturday, and I'm just cruising along. And I hear someone yell, and all of a sudden this dog is barking right next to me, and it just scares the living crap out of me. But I'm not really scared about the dogs. That was just a kind of spur of the moment thing. But probably the thing I'm least looking forward to is if I have to pop a change my tires or anything, just because it's kind of time consuming, especially with all the stuff on my bike. I have to take it off and then probably have to go buy a new tire. So if it does happen again, I'm ready. So just stuff that kind of goes wrong with the bike is the thing I'm most worried about. I know there's supposed to be a little weather tomorrow, but I mean, I'll have to ride through it just because, not only because time-wise, but this summer I'm probably going to have to ride through some weather and stuff. So it's a good preparation as well for that.
I'm talking with Derek Blaylock, who is preparing for a 250-mile trip to Indianapolis, and it's a beautiful sunny day in East Lansing, and we're taking a stroll around the block here. He's giving me a run for my money. Derek is half my age, and he's on a bike, and I'm walking, but we're making it.
Yeah, definitely, and I'm glad you were able to come out. It's a beautiful day, honestly. I thought it was going to be a little colder than this, but the weather is looking good right now, so.
You have the athlete mentality, obviously, Derek. You've not done cycling, though. How are you mentally psyching yourself up for this, you know, potentially grueling journey you have ahead of you?
Basically just keep going, and my family has been a big support. My mom has been way more help than I ever thought, ever could have imagined, and basically just telling myself to keep going, because like when I'm riding, like I've done it sometimes without music, and that's just the worst, because I keep telling myself, like, what have I gotten myself into?
About how long do you think Derek is going to take you to get to Indianapolis?
Yeah, definitely. I'm shooting for about 23 hours, and I'm hoping to get to the Homer area tonight, which is Wednesday night. And so that'll give me about, I think, about 200 miles on Thursday and Friday. So hopefully I'll be able to knock that out.
I get the feeling Tom is going to be riding with you.
Yeah, definitely. You know, definitely for this trip, he's going to. That's obviously why I'm doing this. And, I mean, I thought a lot about him recently and stuff, so definitely missing.
As we round a corner heading back to Derek's house, more journalists arrive to grab hold of the Derek Blaylock Express before he hits the open road.
See, look at this. You're even more famous than you thought you were.
Yeah, you know, I'm trying. My coworkers were like, should we just get your autograph now or should we wait? I was like, we might have to do it now because I might not want to talk to you when I'm famous. I'm just kidding, though.
The break gives Derek a chance to inflate his tires and to dart back into his house to grab some forgotten provisions, a bag of bagels.
You know, the sad thing, Derek, is those bagels are thicker than your tires.
Yeah, you're not kidding there. We'll see.
I hate to be on the tire kick, but I'm looking at that, buddy, and I'm going, you know, I'm praying for you here.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks.
Soon it's time to go. Derek fiddles with his phone, undoubtedly programming his tunes for the road. And this time I press him to reveal his repertoire.
I just try to listen to music because it kind of takes my mind off things. Kind of makes it easier to bike long distances. So.
You got a good road song?
This is embarrassing, but I don't care. Last couple of weeks, Taylor Swift, Blank Space, has been playing in my head, and I hate it. I absolutely hate it. I actually know some of the words to this song, and that just makes me hate myself a little bit more. I wish some of her songs weren't as catchy, but, you know, that's what she does, so whatever, I guess.
Derek Blaylock is a senior majoring in advertising at Michigan State University, and he is heading off within moments to embark on his southbound journey to Indy to watch the Spartans play in the Final Four 250 miles on a bicycle. Derek, please be safe. Best of luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm excited.
For Current State, I'm Kevin Labrie. Let's be friends. I'm dying to see how this one ends. Grab your passport and my hand. I can make the bad guys good for a weekend. So